Unveiling the secrets A-list copywriters use to make themselves and their clients millions. This is the Copywriters Podcast with your host, the world's greatest copywriting coach, David Garfinkel.
Well, we have a very special guest today. He's a legend among insiders. Caleb O'Dowd is a master marketer and copywriter. He's been launching and scaling businesses from zero to seven figures and eight figures through the smart use of great copy and strategic sales funnels in more industries than I can count or remember, including in some of the most brutally competitive industries. I was thrilled when Caleb agreed to come on Copywriters Podcast for many reasons, especially the one that he has written a new book, Monetization, How to Optimize Sales Funnels and Skyrocket Backend Profits. Caleb also has the rare and prized opportunity to work with famous copywriter Gary Halbert a while back, and their time alone makes for a world-class education in direct marketing and copywriting. Hang on tight. This is going to be a great show. We've got so much to talk about, so let's get right to it right after we get to this. Copy is powerful. You're responsible for how you use what you hear on this podcast, and most of the time, common sense is all you need. But if you make extreme claims, and if you're writing copy for offers in highly regulated industries like health, finance, and business opportunity, you may want to get a legal review after you write and before you start using your copy. My larger clients do this all the time. So, Caleb, welcome. You are in sunny Costa del Sol, Spain, correct?
That's right. Thank you so much for having me here, David. I'm honored.
Well, the honor is mine, and thank you for being here. So you have this wonderful book called Monetization. Could you just start with a simple definition of what you mean by monetization and what difference it makes when you use it or when you don't?
Well, monetization is the art of generating enough money so that you can outspend your competitors in acquiring new customers. So there is a forgotten art that I learned from my mentor, who you mentioned, Gary Halbert. And a lot of old school direct marketers, when I first got into the game, I've been doing this professionally for 20 years, and I got started in direct mail, I got started in newspaper advertising long before I came on the internet. And the old school guys, the Gary Halberts and all of the direct mail and newspaper advertisers, they viewed the business as a game of two halves. The first half, you know, was acquisition, and the second half was monetization. And really, acquisition was all about generating customers exclusively. In many cases, if you were in charge of a mailing in direct mail that made a profit, you'd be fired, because the profit that you made came at the expense of all of the monetization that you would have lost on the back end. So I learned pretty early on that really customer acquisition is not where you make the money. It's in the monetization side of things. And that was ingrained in me, as you know, from the get-go with Gary Halbert and all of the old school guys. And when I came online, you know, one of the big realizations that I had early on is that modern internet marketers have lost this second half of the game. They lost this understanding of what it means to monetize, you know, customers and how to generate the maximum quantity of, like, how to generate the highest average order value. And really, modern marketers are really just acquisition marketers. They're the types of guys that are trying to make a sale on the front end and make enough profit to pay the bills, pay the employees, you know, go on vacations, yeah, put the kids through college. And this is why so many of those guys are struggling, and why internet marketing has become so difficult over time. It's because
let me interrupt you. Yeah, I totally agree. But I mean, so you were in a very narrow and elite niche, whether you know it or not, when you were in the old school paper print direct marketing world. But the fact is, in most businesses, from what I've found, the big mistake most businesses make is they simply try to acquire customers and they never try and resell them. And it's just become more blatantly obvious online. Your book sets out to change that, right?
Yeah, absolutely. The book is really, to me, you know, it's a refresh in, you know, in what marketing is really all about, which is a game of two halves. It's acquisition. The goal of acquisition is to acquire the most amount of customers. But monetization is really where all the money is made. But monetization is not just the back end. It's also what happens during the funnel. Like a lot of guys, when they create a sales funnel, they put all of the time, energy, and effort into the first sale. And then the upsells are kind of forgotten about. Nobody does any monetization really throughout the funnel, or else they do a very lame job at it. And as a result, their funnels don't have strong enough average order values. They find it very hard to scale. And then they don't do anything with the customers, which means they leave, you know, 90% of the potential profits on the table. And that's not really how marketing is supposed to be played. You know, the game really is a game of two halves, but modern internet marketers are, you know, they're just acquisition marketers. They're not really monetizers, and they're just missing out on so much money. And
yeah. So let's drill down. I mean, if you could just give me a laundry list without any particular detail, which we can go into later if you like, you know, what are half a dozen different paths or ways of monetizing, you know, so someone can just get a handle on what these things are?
Yeah, there's a lot. I mean, you know, all of this kind of sprang from a concept that Gary Halbert had, which was Operation Money Suck. And Operation Money Suck was this concept of essentially identifying every touch point that a customer or prospect has with your business and monetizing that touch point. So in terms of a sales funnel, there's so many various different touch points. Just on an upsell path, for an upsell page, for example, you know, every marketer just kind of thinks you put an upsell page together, and if the person buys, they buy, and if they don't, they don't. But there's so many different ways to optimize. Like, there's essentially, most marketers don't understand that half of the people that order don't land on the order confirmation page. 50% of buyers essentially abandon the funnel before reaching the order confirmation page. That's half your customers gone before they reach the order confirmation page. So having exit pop-ups on your order form page is one of several ways that you can monetize exit traffic on your upsell page. So there's, people can either do one of three things on a upsell. They can order, they can decline, or they can leave. So if they're going to leave, you need to have an exit pop-up. If they're going to decline, you need a downsell. And whether they leave or decline, you need to have a follow-up sequence for those people. How many marketers have a deadline follow-up campaign for their upsells? The answer is probably 1%. And yet there's so much money to be made there. And not just following up with them with a deadline sequence, but you can follow up with them via a multi-channel sequence. So email, SMS, you know, even retargeting, ringless voicemail. All of these are ways to capture a heck of a lot more sales just from a single upsell. And then we have, you know, cart abandons. The statistics show 7 out of 10 people that land on your cart leave without buying. How many people have a really intelligent, strategic, you know, symphony of follow-up activities on, you know, that go out to people who abandon your cart without buying? The answer is very few, you know, and of the very few that do have something in place, they usually have just email or SMS. And they're usually not putting any kind of a deadline campaign in place to get those people to, you know, understand the urgency of going back to your order form and buying. We teach people to have a multi-channel, you know, follow-up strategy in place where if somebody abandons your cart, you've got email, you've got SMS, you've got outbound telesales, you've got ringless voicemail, you've got retargeting. And if you can make all of that into a cohesive strategy around some sort of a deadline, it doesn't have to be complicated. Something as simple as a 10% discount for ordering within a 24 or 48 hour time period, you can explode the quantity of sales that you get from your funnel without ever spending another dime on ads, without ever, you know, having to optimize or split test anything. You just add these things in and your order form can generate 50% to 100% more sales. Nobody is thinking along these lines. This is monetization. This is finding out what actions people take and monetizing them.
Great examples. This is awesome. I've never seen or until today heard of having a deadline offer after after cart abandon or even after purchase for an upsell, but you know, especially
no one has
a full multi-channel campaign. But maybe could you give a really simple, because you're talking about sophisticated stuff and some people on this show will understand it, some won't. Could you talk about a really simple example that you know of, maybe that you were involved in, where somebody was doing enough on the front end to make a profit, but they really weren't doing any back end monetization, and you came in and you did one thing and what difference that made? Do you have anything like that?
How simple do you want to go?
Very simple. So a kindergartner can understand it.
Well, a lot of the guys that I work with, you know, I work with a lot of different guys, but you know, one of the big categories are information marketers. So people that essentially have some sort of a members area that you log into to access the product. And, you know, one of the very simplest things that you can do if you're that type of marketer that's selling, you know, a service that or a product or a service that people have to log into a members area to get access to, well, you can... We can all assume that 95% plus of your customers are going to go to that page. The people that buy, they're going to go to that login page. Most people that have a login page, they just have, like, you know, username and password. And what we were doing is we essentially created a split screen where on the right, you had a username and password to log into the private members area. And on the left, we had a headline pitch for another offer. So that every time a customer would land on that, you know, opt-in page, they'd be presented with an offer. And we actually, you know, if you are not tech savvy, then what you can do is you can just change up that offer every 5 to 7 days so that you're rotating an offer, you know, to your buyers. Very valuable real estate. No one is monetizing it. No one thinks along these lines. If you're tech savvy, what you can do is you can get your tech guy to create a little piece of code and you can tag it so that if you load up 5 different offers, every time a customer goes and visits that page, because oftentimes they'll be logging in again and again and again and again, on each visit, you can have a different offer present to that customer and you can make a lot of money for free doing that. It's free money. No one thinks about these little optimizations, but that is a way for you to make free money because it's all of your customers are going there and all of your customers are most likely going there many, 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 many times. And this ties back into this concept of Operation Money Suck. The whole idea is every time somebody touches your business, any page in any way, that needs to be monetized. Will I give you another really simple one?
Sure, please.
Customer support. If you're doing $1 million a year, even $500,000 a year, you're probably generating hundreds of thousands of customer support tickets a year. How many of those emails are being monetized? So if you have a customer that buys your product, reaches out to support, you need to have like a little section at the bottom of every support email that goes out where, you know, there's, you know, a little block of text that promotes other products or services that you have to offer. So if you just add that little block of text, a little superscript to the bottom of your email, your customer support emails, then every time one of your customer support agents responds to a customer or a prospect who's reaching out about, you know, with a question or a comment, a question, an objection, a concern, each and every one of those emails now is presenting your prospect or your customer with a new opportunity to make more money. If you were to send, you know, if you send 100,000 customer support emails a year and you have a superscript in place, it costs you nothing to set that up. It's a little automation that you just add to the bottom of every email. And now you are essentially generating, you know, passive sales. There's no advertising costs associated with that. There's no, you know, there's no copywriter needed for that. It's just adding a few links to the bottom of every email and you can start generating a lot of money doing that. And the best type of offer, and you can promote multiple offers. You can just say, by the way, if you haven't checked out these other products or services, you know, here's what they're all about. You can have like a little paragraph at the bottom with, you know, 3 to 5 offers. But the best type of thing for that type of optimization is to have some sort of a continuity program that you promote, be it yours or an affiliate, a tool, a service, a membership website, because believe me, those things add up over time. You know, you have 12 months of support emails going out, pushing some sort of a tool where you get paid a monthly commission on that. That time and you can make a lot of money.
That's wonderful. Yeah, absolutely. Nathan, what were you thinking?
I was just going to say, for people that have an objection to the Operation Money Suck, I like to think of it as just giving people as many opportunities to buy as possible. A lot of times we get stuck in our own head thinking, well, I just bought a gallon of whole milk. Why would I buy a Snickers candy bar at the checkout? But just making that offer available, just because you wouldn't buy the Snickers doesn't mean that there aren't 100 people in an hour that also wouldn't. So giving people that opportunity, it's not like you have to buy this and you have to buy this and we're trying to suck all the money out of you that we possibly can. Thinking of it as, hey, just because I wouldn't buy something here doesn't mean that, just because I wouldn't buy something in a support email doesn't mean that somebody else wouldn't. And I like the, I just like the reframing of, we're just giving you another opportunity to do business with us.
Yeah, well, you know, there's two things that I would say to that. The cold, harsh reality of modern business is that the cost of traffic is always increasing. The cost of acquiring customers is always increasing and conversion rates are always going down. This is a game of math. If you are not playing the math game, if you are not monetizing and optimizing every last element of your business to generate the most amount of money, you will just be weeded out of existence. It's a cold, hard reality of doing business in the modern world. You know, the guys that make a lot of money survive and thrive, and those that, you know, are unwilling to put in the effort to monetize and optimize just get weeded out of the game. The second thing I'd like to say to that is if your customers are not buying from you, they're buying from someone else. You know, this idea that I shouldn't be selling, you know, all the time, you got to understand you're living in isolation. You're not understanding what it is to be a customer. If a customer is like, just take the golf market. If someone is interested in a golf product, they don't just buy one golf product and then that's that. And that's that for life. They're out there buying 5 and 6 and 7 and 10 of these products at exactly the same time. They're on like 10, 20 other people's email lists. They're buying with a ferocious appetite. And if they're not buying all the time from you, they're buying all the time from someone else. So, you know, it's not just a survival strategy. It's the optimal strategy. And if you're not on board for that, it's just going to be hard for you to continue to do business over time. It's as simple as that.
Yeah, it's a real world strategy. While we still got you, do you have a favorite Gary Halbert story that you'd like to share?
Favorite Gary. Well, are you looking for a funny story or are you looking for an educational story?
Because I'd like a funny story. You've given us like a year's worth of education in 20 minutes. It's awesome and I really appreciate it. But let's have a little entertainment break.
Well, you know, Gary was one of these types of guys where, you know, if you lived with him and you knew him for long, you had a certain level of anxiety hanging out with him because you knew that, you know, something crazy was going to happen at some stage. And I ended up living with him. So every day I would wake up and I would just look at the ceiling in the morning and I would shake my head wondering what is going to happen today, because anything can happen today. One of my favorite stories is a car crash that I was involved with Gary. It was perhaps the slowest car crash that you could ever possibly imagine. We pulled into a car park in a building to go visit one of Gary's friends. And he was driving and we were parking between two cars. And there was a lady that had just parked the car next to the spot that Gary was planning to park in. And she was at the trunk of the car and she was going through some notes, perhaps, you know, she had a meeting or something. And Gary pulled in and was kind of circled wide to pull in left. And for whatever reason, just as he was turning the car, instead of turning it right into the middle, he kind of stopped and pointed the car directly at the trunk of this lady's, you know, car. And at like 2 miles an hour, we just like crashed into this lady's car. And on the way there, I was like, "Hey, you know, is everything all right? Like, are you gonna turn the car or whatever?"
And did he just ever explain why he did that, or did he just think it'd be a good idea?
I have no idea. Our car, like the front of our car, wedged down under the back of like her car, lifted her car up off the ground. The lady is in complete shock. Like, what the hell just happened? That was the slowest car crash I've ever seen in my life. Crashed the car, and then Gary looks at me and he was like, "Get out and talk to her." It's like, what? What am I going to say to her? He's like, I don't know. He's like, tell her everything is all right. We'll sort it out. And it was just the weirdest experience ever. He just crashed into this lady's car at like 2 miles an hour. She was like freaking out. We like pulled the car off, pulled her back bumper off. You know, she took our details. And Gary just called his assistant and he was like, "Hey, like crashed into this lady. She's going to be calling. Just take care of everything. We're going up to see, you know, so-and-so." And that was, the strangest experience ever. And Gary was like that. Gary was just full of like these crazy experiences that didn't make any sense. And half of them were, you know, would crack you up and you'd laugh about them for days and weeks after. Others were life threatening. You'd be like, "Oh my God, I need to get away from this guy. I could be killed here." And, you know, it was just every day was a crazy adventure with Gary Halbert.
That's awesome. I love that story. Thank you. Finally, give us the nickel tour of your book, Monetization. Such a great book. I love that book. Please just tell us what it is, why you wrote it, who should get it, how they're going to use it, what they're going to get from it. All those kind of things.
Yeah, it's a pretty big book. It's very comprehensive. You know, it shares a lot of the core concepts and principles that have made me, you know, successful in my career. You know, when I went to Gary was very much not about the tactics and the strategies. He was very focused on teaching me the concepts and the principles because he considered them timeless. And he considered it a reality that if you learned these core concepts and principles, you could survive and thrive in any niche using any medium or any platform. And I found that to be true over the last 20 years. So the book is kind of broken down into three sections. It's kind of the concepts, the principles that I've built my business around, built my career around, been able to create very successful advertising around. That's kind of one of the sections. Another one of the sections then is, you know, how to kind of map out sales funnels and build them in a very strategic manner that gets the maximum conversion rates, gets the maximum average order value out of every funnel. Another section then reveals a lot of tactics and strategies and optimizations like we discussed for that you can add into sales funnels to just increase sales, increase conversion rates, increase return on ad spend and average order value. And then the least sexiest part of all is the most, you know, powerful and lucrative part of it all, which is the last phase where I talk about, you know, the system that I've been using over the years to monetize customers on the back end and, you know, really generate the most amount of sales and profits. Because again, you know, if whoever makes the most amount of profit is able to spend the most amount of money to acquire a customer. And, you know, if all things being equal, if one marketer can spend $50 to acquire a customer and another marketer can spend $300 to acquire a customer, well, then the latter is going to generate so many more customers than the former. And that's really what the book is about. The book is about, you know, acquisition marketing on one hand and monetization marketing on the other hand. And the combination of all of these things combined have allowed me to be very successful at what I've done over the last 20 years. And they're kind of timeless tactics and principles and rules of the game that I think are largely forgotten about in the modern world of internet marketing. And I feel that those who choose to learn that stuff are going to really be the ones that benefit most from it, especially in the internet marketing world, because so few people really understand that stuff. And those that do are the ones that are most successful.
Totally agree.
I think one of my favorite takeaways from the book so far is as marketers, as copywriters, as soon as we have an offer that's converting, we want to jump into scaling it. And you go through a whole checklist of make sure this is in place, make sure this is in place, make sure this is in place before you scale. Otherwise, you're just going to send yourself to the poorhouse. And it was it was like a eye-opening moment for me when I was like, dude, I've done this. I've made this mistake multiple times. I can't believe I never realized it until right now.
And it's so true. It's so true. And I talk a lot about offers as well. You know, I think a real massive hole in everyone's strategy on the internet these days is the offer. Everybody understands the offer is important. No one really understands how to create a killer offer, an absolute mafia offer, an offer that, you know, your prospects can't say no to. And, you know, that knowledge is lost. Everybody kind of thinks that an offer these days is about adding lots of value and disc, you know, $20,000 worth of value that you get for $50. But people don't really care about that. People don't care about a good deal is the cherry on top. And unfortunately, marketers these days think that a good deal is the entire enchilada. And as a result, their offers just don't convert. So there's a huge section in the book there all about, you know, how to create very powerful offers, offers that people can't say no to. And I learned that early on from Gary, and, you know, it stood the test of time for me across niche after niche, selling across, you know, offline, online, every channel and platform. And I think the book for me is just, it's really, as I said, it's really a refresh on what old school marketing is all about. And, you know, modern marketing has really forgotten the core concepts and principles of what old school hardcore direct response marketing is all about. And the modern marketers are suffering from not knowing that stuff. And, you know, the book is essentially written to assist modern marketers to wake up, smell the coffee, and get back in line with what this game is all about and how to make it work at a high level.
Well, thank you for writing it. It's just a wonderful book. And terrific value. All right. So we're putting a link into the show notes so people can find the book on Amazon. It is seriously underpriced. But I think Caleb's just a generous guy, so that's good.
Thank you.
Caleb, before we're out of here, do you have a website or any kind of social media or anything that you want to send people to so they can find out more about you?
I think the book would be the best place to go. The book, if you buy the book, you'll find out everything that is worth finding out about me and where to go. So the book would be on Amazon. It's called Monetization by Caleb O'Dowd. It'll be easy to find there. Yeah.
Nice. And we will make sure that we have a link in the show notes for this particular episode to get your book. And you can find the show notes over at copywriterspodcast.com. We appreciate you coming on, Caleb. And man, I
appreciate
really appreciate you having me. Yeah, absolutely.
And thank you so much.
Wonderful.
I'm digging the book so far, so can't recommend it enough. Copywriterspodcast.com. And until next time, we will catch you later.
Catch you later. Bless. Thanks again, Caleb. Hey, did you enjoy today's show? Want to help get it into the ears of more listeners? Be sure to subscribe, rate, and review on your favorite podcast app.
This is the Copy and Funnels Podcast Network.